Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Wednesday, the 17th of April. Good to have you aboard. Part of the Believe Podcast Network and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. We have a huge, if we were doing big game or not a big game, Heat, Sixers, that's a big game. That's right, we got the play-in tonight for the second straight year. This Miami Heat team, this is their MO. They love making things difficult. So, Heat, Sixers tonight, you got something to look forward to as you get through the workday. You're listening to Zaslow Show 2.0. I'm helping you get through the workday. And then you sit down, you dig your teeth in. Maybe you're on the couch in the Zaslow Mansion family. I mean, your version of the couch in the Zaslow Mansion family. Not you're not here with me in the Zaslow Mansion family room, sitting on the couch, the two of us in our underwear, watching the game with a Johnny Cube on our hand. Whatever your setup is for tonight, we got something big this evening. Heat, Sixers, play-in, winner gets the New York Knicks. All right, so a lot to get to on the show today. And of course, Bet Online, that's your number one source for all your sports. MLB, golf, NBA, NHL, all the latest stats, news, scores available for you to follow all your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. So, a lot's happening tonight. Last night, huge, huge moment for your favorite little hockey team, the Florida Panthers. We'll get to that here in a second. First, though, want to thank you guys. If you were listening last night, me and Amber Wilson, top girl on ESPN Radio. I filled in last night, Amber and Ian. I think we did a great show, did a lot of NBA, led you right into the second play-in game from last night, which, of course, end of the Warriors. Is it finally over? I'm not so sure about that. We'll get to that coming up. So we got to talk about the NBA play-in games from last night. But first, I do want to tell you, thanks again to everybody who hung out and listened to us last night on Amber and Ian. Yesterday, I was, okay, so you guys know I'm a huge Pearl Jam fan. I don't need to tell you that. By the way, you look at my background, I got my mixed tiles, you know, got all my favorite people that I've worked with on the mixed tiles. I got Jimmy Butler right there. I got Matthew Tkachuk right there. I got Billy Lindsay's famous goal right there with the Panthers. Used to be the greatest goal in Florida Panther history back in 1996. It is no longer the greatest goal in Florida Panther history. That now belongs to Matthew Tkachuk. Matthew Tkachuk, Carter Verhaeghe as well. Game 7 against Boston. Take your pick. In 1 year, Billy Lindsay went from number one. He stood on that pedestal for 27 years. drop down to number three. Can it drop even lower? I hope so. That would mean we get great playoff moments this Stanley Cup playoff. I hope Billy Lindsay continues to drop on the Florida Panthers' greatest goal list. We'll see. We're only days away from the Stanley Cup playoffs getting started. And your Florida Panthers, amazing. They're in the Stanley Cup playoffs every single year. All right, we'll get back to that in a second. But what I wanted to mention was, I don't have any Pearl Jam here in my background. Nonetheless, so Pearl Jam, they have a new album coming out this Friday, Dark Matter. And I'm very excited to hear it. I'm mostly excited to hear it because everyone is raving about it. Wait, Zaslo, how have people heard it if the album's not even out until this Friday? See, that's the whole point. So last night, April 16, across the country, movie theaters were doing listening parties where Pearl Jam put together like almost like a movie, but it's you know you're listening to the tracks of the new album, and apparently there are visuals on the screen, you know, all kinds of like, you know, just like drawing symbols, visuals. What, you know what visuals are? I don't need to explain to you what visuals are. And that was being played at select movie theaters all around the country yesterday. You buy your movie theater ticket. I don't know how much it is, maybe like $10 or something. And you're doing like essentially a Pearl Jam listening party. Well, here close to where I live, Cinemark, you know, that's the movie theater, Sheridan, I-75, right there, you can see it. Cinemark had two theaters that were doing the Pearl Jam Dark Matter listening party. And it's funny because I actually checked yesterday afternoon, are people buying tickets to this? Like, are people going? I was going to go. I clicked on the link. There were a lot of tickets that were sold. People are there listening to Pearl Jam's new album, Dark Matter, in the movie theater. I was going to go. And then what happens? Moments later, I get the phone call from ESPN. Hey, you know, we got someone sick. Can you fill it? Can you do the show with Amber? We're like, of course I'm going to do the show with Amber. It's my favorite thing to do. So I did the show last night with Amber. I hope she was appreciative. I did the show with Amber last night. I foregoed going to Cinemark and listening to the new Pearl Jam album. So instead, like all the other Jamokes, I have to wait till Friday for the album to come out. But early reviews from people, they love this album. Now, that makes me hopeful that the album is going to be really good, because the Pearl Jam audience, the Pearl Jam fan base, most of them love everything that the band comes out with, but there's plenty of people who will be harsh. They haven't come out with any, you know, Yield's the last good album. That was their fifth album. You know, that's the last great album that they came out. That's my favorite album, by the way, Yield. But I take it more serious what Pearl Jam fans who have heard the album are saying, rather than the band who come out, we're super proud of the album, you know, best album in years, it sounds like the old Pearl. It's like, they say that every time they come out with a new album. Every new album, it sounds like the old Pearl Jam. It's heavy and they're angry and Ed sounds amazing. And it's our best album in decades. Like, every album, it's the same deal. So I'm hopeful that the album's going to be good. And I do like most everything they come out with. But like their last album, Gigaton, I don't know how many songs are on, like 10? I mean, I regularly listen to maybe 5 of them. You know, I don't listen to the whole album straight way through. You know, not like their first few albums. I don't love every song. But I'm hopeful. The most important thing to me is I love when they come out with a new album. Not because I get new Pearl Jam music. I love that they come out with a new album because it means they're going to tour again. And they are. Like, they're starting their tour next month, I think it is. They're doing the West Coast. Then they're, excuse me, then they're doing a little bit of Canada, I believe. And then in the fall, they're doing the East Coast here. I'm trying to go. Everybody knows that means I'm trying to go. That means I'm looking for the hookup. I'm trying to go to one of the shows. I got shut out of the Pearl Jam 10 Club Lottery. I did not buy tickets on Ticketmaster. I'm trying to go to one of the shows in the Northeast. Maybe Fenway Park. Maybe Wrigley Field. I know it's the Midwest. Madison Square Garden. Even Philly. I would go to Philly. I mean, fuck Philly, right? But I would go to Philly to go see Pearl Jam. So, we'll see. But anyway, I was going to go to the Pearl Jam Dark Matter listening party at Cinemark. And, like, have you ever been to one of those deals where the movie theater, when they're not just showing a movie, you know, sometimes the movie theaters, I've never heard of them doing listening parties for an album that's coming out for music, but, you know, some movie theaters will show UFC, and some movie theaters will show WWE. I remember when I was young, the first time we did, see, back in the day, pay-per-view, the big WWF shows were on, you could either order pay-per-view, which nobody knew how to do back then. So you go back to 1990, this is like the very beginning of pay-per-view, I'm 9 years old. You used to be able to watch it some places on what's called closed circuit television. You know what closed circuit television is? Closed circuit television. This is back in 1990 at the old Miami Arena. That's right. WrestleMania 6, the ultimate challenge. Title for title. Champion versus champion. It's the ultimate challenge. Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior. WrestleMania 6. My father took me. We went to Miami Arena and watched WrestleMania 6 on closed circuit television. They set up two giant screens on the floor, and it was first come, first serve. You sit wherever you want. Tickets were like $5 or something. We sat right on the side in the lower level, and we watched WrestleMania 6 on closed circuit television. But anyway, the point being, I was so mad when Hogan lost. I was kicking the chairs on the way out. I was 9 years old. I was heartbroken. Hogan lost. And so the point is, movie theaters, you know, they'll show WWE every now and then, UFC, and I guess sometimes listening parties for, you know, new music. So I was going to do that, but instead, with all the normals, I'll wait for the album to come out on Friday. I will get the album first thing Friday morning. I will listen to the album, and then I'll probably give you a little bit of a review here on Zaslow Show 2.0. That's probably the way we'll go about it. All right, you know what else is the way we'll go about? When you guys are saying to yourself, man, Zaslow, you look so refreshed, you look so good every day. How does that happen? And I tell you, you know what? That's because I wake up feeling great. I get a great sleep every night, courtesy of my bed sheets. I get all my bed sheets at Sheets and Giggles. That's right. Sheetsgiggles.com. You get the blankets, the pillowcases, the fitted sheets, eucalyptus mattress, eucalyptus pillow. I sleep with a eucalyptus comforter. That's right. Environmentally friendly, made from the wood of eucalyptus trees. You go to sheetsgiggles.com, you're going to become one of over 100,000 Americans who are sleeping on Sheets and Giggles and never turning back. The softest, coolest, most breathable sheets out there. And you may be saying to yourself, Zaslow, you know, I need a new mattress, but mattresses are expensive. I don't know if I can afford that right now. There are always all kinds of sales and promotions going on. Follow them at Sheets Giggles on Twitter. But if you go to SheetsGiggles.com right now, if this is your first time, use promo code Zaslow, 20% off. If you've been thinking about getting a new mattress, 20% off right now, your first order, if you use promo code Zaslow. SheetsGiggles.com, promo code Zaslow, SheetsGiggles.com. So, I'm doing the show last night with my girl Amber Wilson, and I'm dialed in. Well, I actually wasn't dialed in at the start of the Panther game. So, our producer, James, you know, normally when the Panthers are playing during the show, I'll say to them, because I don't need to know what's going on with the Panthers during the show. Because we're not going to talk about, unless the playoffs, we're not going to talk about the Panthers. We're not going to reference anything NHL. When the Heat are playing at the same time, I can't record the Heat on DVR and then watch it when I get off the air with Amber. That's going to come up in conversation, what's going on with the Heat. And on top of it, not, you know, the main reason that I wasn't going to be able to ignore the Panthers yesterday, and like James said, the producer, Zaz, we're not going to be able to ignore the Panthers tonight. You're going to have to know what's going on. Because the Panthers were on ESPN last night. They were on ESPN TV. It was going to be in the updates. Amber's even got it on where she's doing the show from there at her castle in Sarasota. She's even got it on there because it's on ESPN. And I was fine with that because, A, I understood that, hey, it's on ESPN. We may have to reference it. And B, it's the final game of the season. And the only way the game means anything for the Panthers is if they win or, well, okay, so here was the scenario. in order to win the division, the Panthers, if they win and Boston gets just 1 point, then the Panthers win the division, meaning they lose, and it could be losing in overtime. Or if the Panthers get a point, meaning the Panthers lose in overtime, and the Bruins lose in regulation. So the Panthers, the short way of saying it is the Panthers went into last night a point back of Boston. The Panthers would win the tiebreak if they finished even. So if the Panthers win and Boston loses, the Panthers, they win the division. If the Panthers get a point and Boston lose in regulation, so they finish tied in points, the Panthers win the division. So I was okay with watching the Panther game, like somewhat distracted, because I'm working. I was okay with that because I didn't expect the Panthers to win the division. It was a miracle that they even had a chance going into the final day because the Bruins lost a couple nights before to Washington 2-0. Ottawa's terrible. The Panthers shut out Ottawa twice in the last week and a half. Like, they're done. And the Bruins needed the game. They want to win the division. I didn't think the Bruins were going to lose. It's like, all right, I'm going to watch Panther game, but I'm not totally invested because I don't think that they're going to win the division still. Then, the Panthers fall behind 2-0 in this game. Ottawa goes up 1-0 early in the third period. Now, this was after it was 2-0, because it was 2-0 Maple Leafs after one. But it's 2-0 Maple Leafs, and the Bruins and Senators are tied 0-0 in the second. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, Ottawa's putting up a good fight here. And the Panthers are down 2-0 to Toronto. And by the way, the game is super chippy, super physical. It's like the Maple Leafs. They obviously hate the Panthers because the Panthers took that ass last year. But it's like the Maple Leafs. They're getting ready for game one, which will be in Florida this weekend. All right. And it's super physical and a little bit dirty. You got the slashing calls going on with the Maple Leafs. I mean, fuck them. All right. We own them. We own that ass. But the Panthers are kind of blowing it, right? Because the Senators are putting up a good fight. It's scoreless in Boston. Panthers own that building. And it basically will be called Miami Gardens. That's right. That's right. So the TD Garden, Miami Gardens. That's where they play. All right. So the Panthers are down 2-0. We get to the second period. Early in the second period. First shift in the second period. Making his return after missing the previous six games. Carter Verhaeghe gets the Panthers on the board.
Tonight. And these two teams going to be right back in this building over the weekend to play game number one. Pass moving in to Tkachuk to Verhaeghe. Off the blocker of ball. Another try. Verhaeghe, after the six-game absence, welcome back. He scores his 34th.
All right, so now we're back in it. Brand new period. Panthers make it 2-1. Now we got something going. So now, like, I'm doing the show with Amber, but now I'm paying a close eye onto what's going on here on the television from the Zaslow Mansion Studios in the master bedroom, of course, just a few feet away from all the magic happens there on the, in the bed. You know what I'm talking about. So it's 2-1 now. Several minutes later, Panthers tie it.
A more complete team.
Well, the two most frequent hitting teams in the league. And that could really be something to watch. Oh, deflected, swept towards the net. Innocent looking it up from Forsling.
Now we're cooking. So we're Panthers and Maple Leafs are tied at 2. Senators and Bruins, they're still scoreless. The Senators, they would go up 1-0 early in the second. Well, guess what? It only took the Panthers 10 seconds later to take the lead.
Go by Wall, and it's 2-2.
Right to the net, Barkov, the rebound, score! Reinhart adds to his total, number 56. And the Panthers, 10 seconds after getting the equalizer, have the lead.
Yup, that's my dog, Sam Bennett, with his 56th goal of the season, second in the NHL. You got Austin Matthews for the Maple Leafs looking for 70. And he's hit the post. He hit the post a couple times. He had great opportunities. So the Panthers, now the building's on fire. Panthers are up 3-2. That's what I'm talking about. And now, later in the second period, we're pouring it on.
The rebound in the corner to Tarasenko. Swept by Barkov to the point. Montour with a blast.
Hell yeah, Brandon Montour makes it 4-2. Now we're cooking with gas. So you got the Panthers have poured it on with four goals in the second period. You got the Senators. They then go up 2-0 on the Boston Bruins. That's right. So the Senators, they're doing the Panthers a huge solid over there in Boston. The Panthers are up 4-2 in the third period at home against the Maple Leafs. The Bruins cut it to 2-1. Okay, fine. The Panthers, though, on their end, they ice the game.
Close to Raynan. Gets it off to Reinhardt towards the empty net. Score!
So the Panthers, they get the win, 5-2, fuck the Maple Leafs, we own them. And just moments before that, the Senators get the empty net goal, they beat the Bruins 3-1, major choke by the Bruins. Just a few games ago, the Bruins were up 5 points in the Atlantic Division. The Panthers, red hot to close the season, just like they were last year. The Bruins, big time choke, and the Florida Panthers, for just the fourth time in their franchise history, win the division, and they are your Atlantic Division champions. That's what I'm talking about. What a season for your favorite little hockey team. Don't forget, they started the season the first month and a half. No Brandon Montour, no Aaron Ekblad, and they overcome. They win the Atlantic Division, and guess what? It's the Tampa Bay Lightning that we meet in the first round. What have I been saying all season long, right? What have I been saying? I want the Lightning. I don't care how it happens. I want to go through the Lightning. It's going to be hard no matter what. If we had to play Toronto in the first round, if even if I had to play Boston, Tampa, it's going to be hard no matter what the Stanley Cup playoffs. It is only right for the Panthers to get to where they need to go. They have to go through the Tampa Bay Lightning. I want the Lightning. I want to end their season. They did it to us in the first round in 21. They embarrassed us in the second round in 2022. It's our turn to end their season. You know, in order to win a championship, you usually have to go through some heartbreak. You very rarely put it together right away, break through, and you win. And the Panthers, they had a great year, and they lost in the first round to the Lightning in 21. Then they win the President's Trophy, and they get embarrassed in 2022. Then they break through, and they get to the Stanley Cup Final in 2023. This is the year. Now it's time. And in order for this team to get to where they need to be, they have to go through the Lightning. They have to exercise those demons, and it is lined up perfectly. Panthers, Lightning, first round, that's the way it had to be. You know what else I care about? I care about making sure that anyone who listens to Zaslow Show 2.0, that you make sure you have the best homeowners insurance around. I want to help you make sure that you have the best homeowners insurance around. That means you have comprehensive coverage and at the most affordable rate out there. So I want you to do what I do, and that's get your homeowners insurance from Brunt Insurance. Bruntinsurance.com, 954-589-2204. I send you to where I've been getting my homeowners insurance for over 10 years now. And wherever you're listening to Zaslow Show 2.0 right now, whatever part of Florida you're in, Brunt Insurance has offices all throughout the state. Locations in Davie, in Stewart, in Lakeland. You give them a call, 954-589-2204. They're going to know the area you're calling from. They're going to know exactly what you need. When it comes to home, renters, and condo insurance, there are so many options out there, but you don't have to worry because the team at Brunt Insurance specialize in making all the confusing options crystal clear. Fully licensed team, going to help you every step of the way. If that sounds like something you're into, 954-589-2204. Matter of fact, if you're looking for affordable care that also offers the best coverage for your automobile, your motorcycle, your boat, you're making the right call. Their team has the expertise and experience to find the perfect coverage for you. And that includes comprehensive policies on both trailers and motorhomes. Bruntinsurance.com, 954-589-2204. You support the sponsors who support the show, Bruntinsurance.com. All right, so I can't wait for this weekend with the Panthers. It looks like they're going to play game one on Saturday. We don't have the time yet. Hopefully, probably won't know until Thursday because they're still, like, here's a great advantage the Panthers have. There's still a couple more days in the NHL regular season. You got tonight, you got four games. Do any of them mean anything? For the East, no, I don't think so. And you still have six games on Thursday. So the Panthers, you know, some of these teams, if you play on, there's a bunch of teams playing on Thursday. Their postseason maybe would start on Sunday. So they only get 3 days away, 3 days off. For the Panthers, they're going to go from Tuesday to Saturday. So we're talking 4 days. All at home, no travel. First couple games for the Panthers, of course, are at home. So the Panthers, they really get a break here. They're going to feel good. They should feel healthy. Ekblad, he didn't play last night. He should be ready to go by Saturday. Verhaeghe, of course, returned yesterday. And he is back. He scores his 34th goal of the season, right? So there you have it. All right. So let's get to NBA here. And before we get to the Heat, let's go back to last night. By the way, this is now just coming across. NBA bans Raptors' Jontay Porter for gambling violations. You remember this story? This is from a few weeks ago where Jontay Porter, the brother of Michael Porter Jr., Jontay Porter very clearly was not fixing games, but fixing his own prop bets. And it's very difficult to fix your own prop bets to go over because, all right, like you can't necessarily control if you're going to be on fire or you're going to be able to do a lot of good stuff, but you can control your unders, especially when you enter the game and then you leave because you say you have a boo-boo tummy. And he did it a couple times. How about this here? The NBA said that Porter provided confidential information to bettors, limited his own participation in games for gambling purposes, and bet on games. Quote, "There is nothing more important than protecting the integrity of NBA competition for our fans, our teams, and everyone associated with our sport, which is why Jontay Porter's blatant violations of our gaming rules are being met with the most severe punishment," Adam Silver said in a statement. Yeah, I mean, it was so obvious that he's going to be banned. I don't even know why it took this long. I read the story when it initially came out a few weeks ago. Yeah, he clearly is fixing his prop bets, and he's going to be banned for life. Now the question becomes, is he going to go to prison? Because this is very illegal, what he did. We knew he was going to be banned. Is he going to go to prison is now the next step. All right, as far as the games last night, the first game, the Lakers, it was obviously silly for the Lakers. I know Mike Greenberg, he was way up there on Get Up talking about how the Lakers, they should lose the game on purpose so that they can avoid Denver in the first round. You can't do that. You gotta go. You can't screw with the basketball gods, the basketball karma, and fuck around with that bad juju. No, you always had to go out there and win that game yesterday. It was a good game, and Zion, who had a lot on the line, I felt, with the game last night, he had 40 points. And with 3 minutes left in the game, he left with a hamstring injury. So now, which story of his career? You cannot rely on him. And now, is he going to be able to play on Friday in a do-or-die game at home against Sacramento? So the Lakers win that game. They clinch number 7. You get Lakers, Nuggets in the first round. The Nuggets have beaten them like 1,000 times in a row, including sweeping them in the Western Conference Finals last year and sweeping them in the regular season this year. But that series has a ton of juice to it. The other game, late last night, stunk. The Warriors, they may have closed that gap to 4 at halftime. You never felt like the Warriors were in that game. You never felt like they had a chance. Matter of fact, I shut the game off early fourth quarter. The only reason I even stuck with it through the third quarter was to see if Draymond Green gets thrown out. That's the kind of game it was. You knew they had no chance. They're not good. And that's why it was always silly. You know, Draymond Green, we could beat anybody, we could lose to anybody. Now, how about just you could lose to anybody? And Steve Kerr throughout the season, and by the way, I think he reiterated before the game last night that this team has a chance that they could do something special. What are you watching? This has not been a good team. And it's not like you're terrible. I think they won 46 games, right? Same as the Heat, 46 and 36. But here's the thing. There were 9 other teams better than you in the Western Conference. And that Sacramento Kings team last night, It's been struggle city for them most of the season. Like, no one's really, it doesn't feel like the same Kings team as last year. That was a great story. This year's Kings team, have had kind of a blah season. And they kicked the shit out of the Warriors last night. So, this is not a good Warriors team. And now, we shift the focus to the future of this team. They went out with a whimper last night. And now, you're going to find out if this team, again, new general manager, this is first year Mike Dunleavy, and that's why I think they may wind up doing the right thing. You're going to find out if this team allows itself to operate based on emotion. What do I mean by that? Well, last year, they allowed themselves to operate based on emotion, right? Where they gave Draymond Green 4 years, $100 million. He's not that guy anymore. Klay Thompson is a free agent now this year. He was 0 for 10 last night. Klay Thompson, who turned down 2 years, $48 million last offseason, is going to ask for some kind of money after going 0 for 10 in a do-or-die game and the season that he just had. Look, he's still a nice player, but somehow he thinks he's still a great player. So are the Warriors going to pay him for past production? Or are they going to pay him essentially what he's worth right now? And if Klay Thompson goes out there on the open market and tries to get what he thinks he's worth, he's going to be sorely disappointed. So we're going to find out if this Warrior team, do they operate based on emotion? The reality of it is, they should probably offer him he just made $43 million this year. They should probably offer him 2 years, $40 million. If he's going to be insulted, go out there and try and get that somewhere else. But this Warrior team would be foolish to give Klay Thompson the money that he wants. What do I think is going to happen? I think they're going to wind up giving him the money that he wants. I think they're going to wind up bringing back the whole group. Curry, Draymond, Klay Thompson. I think they'll re-sign him. And I think they're going to wind up treating this offseason more from an emotional perspective than from an actual business perspective, which is probably not the way to go. So this was not a good Warrior team. They were not a good team all season. And they got their shit kicked in last night by a Kings team that no one is afraid of. So now, Kings at Pelicans on Friday. And with Zion status, you gotta believe the Kings are gonna win there. So I think you're looking at, you got Lakers Nuggets first round. And I think you're looking at Kings Thunder, which could be a lot of fun. I'll expect the Thunder to win 5-6 games, but I could see that series being fun. I could see that. So we got a lot on the line tonight. Tonight's a, if we're doing big game, not a big game, Heat, Sixers, come on now. What are we even talking about? So make sure, whatever you got to do, work, you got to take the kids to baseball practice, whatever you got going on, make sure you're ready to go by 7 p.m. 7 p.m., Heat, Six. I don't care the games in Philadelphia. Heat are a better road team this year than they were home team. I like when the Heat don't have home court advantage. I like when the Heat start a series on the road because I'm always confident in them being able to get a game on the road. Tonight, though, here's what's on the line. Not just making the playoffs. It's a chance to make a deep run in the playoffs. If you lose tonight, the game on Friday is a chance to make the playoffs. Tonight is a chance to make a deep run in the playoffs. If you want to have a run like last year, you have to win this game tonight. That doesn't mean I don't think they could beat the Boston Celtics. I do think they could beat the Boston Celtics. But I'd rather face the Celtics later in the postseason, maybe when they're a bit more banged up. To be on this side, the other side of the Eastern Conference bracket, to face New York, and then a second round to face either Milwaukee or probably Indiana. If the Heat win tonight, it's not about making the playoffs. It's about a chance for a deep playoff run again. That's what's on the line tonight. That's what's at stake. So get out of the way. Whatever you need to make sure you clear your head and you're sitting on the couch. You got a nice cold Johnny Cuba on your hand. You're ready to go. You're enjoying that delicious beer, official beer of Zaslow Show 2.0. You always know you can pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba, your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. Always drink responsibly. And of course, Johnny Cueto's mantra, you especially need it for tonight, stay tranquilo. I do want to point out, so Embiid, he's seemingly healthy. He's obviously going to be a load. Bam guards Embiid really well. I'm looking forward to seeing that matchup. Everybody tonight, by the way, is ready to go except Terry Rozier. Rozier is out, which really sucks. But Duncan Robinson apparently is back. I hope Duncan starts. Tyler coming off the bench. I think that's the way to go. Kevin Love, he's ready to go tonight as well. Coming off the bench behind Bam Adebayo. Are we going to see the return of playoff Caleb Martin? You know, the guy who thinks he's the best player on the floor. And then we got Jimmy. Jimmy better have a big game tonight. Like, you know what it feels like to me? I don't want to think about 2021, where you remember going into 2021 first round against Milwaukee. And what was it Jimmy said? I'm stupid locked in. And then I don't think he was great, and we got swept out of the first round. Jimmy's been doing a lot of talking leading up to tonight. Jimmy better have a good game tonight. He's been doing the interviews. There's a feature on him in Slam Magazine. He's got the commercials going on. He's riding horses, Miller Lite. He needs to play big starting tonight. There's been a lot of talk from Jimmy. Nobody wants to see us. Nobody wants to play us. We're ready to go. Jimmy, we've been slogging through this regular season. It has not been a fun regular season. It all becomes worth it if you do your thing tonight. I'm not on the side that believes that we're not going to get playoff Jimmy this year. I'm not on the side that questions if playoff Jimmy is still going to be there after the regular season he just had. I'm fine for the most part with the regular season Jimmy Butler just had. I don't have any reason to believe that we're not going to get playoff Jimmy Butler. But we're here now. It is not like you have not treated the regular season seriously. You are not a, this regular season, you are not a serious person, Jimmy. We're here. And yes, if the Heat lose tonight, they still have an opportunity on Friday with Chicago, Atlanta. I'm not spending any time talking about that today. Chicago, Atlanta, you beat them. If Philly, Miami beats Chicago, Atlanta gets the 8th seed on Friday. I don't care about Friday. It needs to start tonight. Playoff Jimmy, Tobias Harris over me. Whatever you got to do, the Heat must win this game tonight. I don't want to hear about Friday and a second chance, another opportunity. The Heat win tonight, and you set yourself up for a big, deep playoff run just like last year. That's what's on the line tonight. Not playoffs, a deep playoff run is on the line tonight. You know what's on the line when you go to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru? All the good deals because the spring sales season, that's what's on the line. It's in full bloom right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. We're talking incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. And right now, when you go to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, super easy to find. It's that brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. It's that beautiful building. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. And right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you're enjoying incredible offers during the spring sales event. Like, how about leasing the 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Premium for just $199 a month? That's it. $199 a month for 36 months. $54.95 due at signing with approved credit. Go to nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com. Whether you want to enjoy that relaxed indoor car shopping experience or you just need your current vehicle service, you're going to be treated like royalty at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. And they service all makes and models. So whatever you're currently driving, you're going to get service with confidence at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. nflsubaru.com. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. I'll tell you what I don't need. I don't need this Kyle Lowry having some kind of game. Kyle Lowry, the last time they played, he stuck it in me. All right, he did. He had a great game that game in Philadelphia. Do I expect Kyle Lowry to have a big game tonight? Not at all. Not at all. I expect next to nothing from Kyle Lowry against us tonight. I think he got that out of his system. He does all the fake hustle bullshit. You'll still see the fake hustle bullshit tonight. but he got the points. He got the scoring, that Kyle Lowry revenge game. He got that out of his system. I don't expect anything from Kyle Lowry. Matter of fact, I hope he's on the floor a lot. He's a net negative. I hope he shoots a lot. I have no confidence with Kyle Lowry out there on the floor if I'm the Sixers. Although, they probably love him. You got the whole Philly-Villanova thing. Good. I hope Lowry plays a lot tonight. I am not worried about that aspect at all. Maxey, I mean, you know how I feel about Maxey. The Heat should have had him. They drafted Precious Achiuwa instead. I wanted Maxey going into that draft. Calipari, he came on my show, came on our show, me and Amber. He told us about Maxey without naming him by name, but he wanted Maxey to be drafted by the Heat. The Heat went with Achiuwa. Obviously, huge mistake, and then it led to Lowry spending time here, which was the worst 2.5-year stint of all time in a Miami Heat uniform. I hope Lowry plays a ton tonight. I expect him to be terrible. Yeah, hold me to it. You can't be scared of Kyle Lowry. Not scared of Kyle Lowry at all. And I'll tell you what else. There's a ton of pressure on Jimmy Butler, but there's a ton of pressure on Tyler Hero. Yeah, there's a ton of pressure on Tyler Hero. A, because I think the Heat are going to be back in the Damian Lillard sweepstakes this offseason. But B, last year, Tyler Hero gets hurt early in the playoffs. What could have been with him? Maybe they're better without him. All right, well, that narrative is still out there. Tonight, there's a lot of pressure on Jimmy. I think there's a lot of pressure on Tyler Hero as well. That's right. All right, I'm fired up, if you can't tell. I'm so pumped about the Panthers from last night. Man, what a season they had. Atlantic Division champions. So they got Tampa Bay this weekend. Imagine this. If the Heat win tonight, our weekend, game one, and both games would be Saturday. Game ones, Panthers, Lightning, Heat, Knicks. I mean, let's go. Come on. That's how you get your dual NBA Stanley Cup postseason started. That's what we're talking about. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by the place where we get all of the big deals. That's right, Caneswear. Have you been to Caneswear in Davie lately? Well, they moved to a new location, but it's the same plaza, same great experience, even bigger selection. Everyone knows that Caneswear has the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear in tow, but they carry an unbelievable selection of all your favorite South Florida pro teams. If you saw me at the Panther game a few days ago, I was wearing my Panther hat. Where'd I pick it up? Of course I picked it up at Caneswear. Panther gear, Heat, Dolphins, Inter Miami, no matter which South Florida sports team you root for, Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop. And right now, Caneswear.com, they're celebrating their 14-year anniversary, 14% off all items. That's right, Caneswear.com, or you could take advantage in-store, 2655 South University Drive. Get 14% off all items, everything that's there, 14-year anniversary. Excellent job there by our pal Brett and all the guys at Caneswear. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. So last night, NBA on TNT. How about Charles Barkley? Yet sideline reporter Chris Haynes and Barkley. He was giving it to him.
What's my average? Oh, I was the MVP in the Filipino league that I'm in here. And I said on my podcast, I'm not Filipino, but I'm a guest.
No disrespect.
You know, it was a little bit. I said on my podcast.
I know I'm going to get in trouble to ask this question. How many Filipinos have been drafted into the NBA? I'm just asking a question, man.
Hey, Chris, sorry I brought it up, man. All right. Enjoy the game.
That's okay, EJ.
That's enough.
And I know his Filipino name, too.
What's the Filipino name?
Manny Pacquiao.
Oh, that you're right. Manny Pacquiao.
Manny Pacquiao was nice in basketball.
You can laugh, Ernie. You can laugh, Ernie.
So. I'm going big deal. It's a big deal because, I mean, Barkley is the only guy who can get away with that kind of stuff. Although Shaq chiming in at the end, Manny Pacquiao, excellent job. I'll go big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? How about yesterday on PTI? So it was the day after the WNBA draft. And by the way, Caitlin Clark expected to appear today on the Pat McAfee show. That's all. McAfee show is based out of Indianapolis, so it makes sense. Great get. But here yesterday on PTI is Tony Kornheiser and what Caitlin Clark's going to do for the WNBA.
But I'm going to go back to Caitlin Clark, who I believe walking into the WNBA as the biggest star that they have. And the WNBA should be very happy that their league is starting in about an hour so they can capitalize on the momentum that Caitlin Clark brings to the league.
Agreed.
I read today that a tremendous chunk of the Indiana games are going to be on national TV. National television. 36 out of 40 in some form on national television. And 10 of them on ABC, ESPN, or CBS. And I'm going to wager that's 10 more than the Indiana Fever had on television this year when they were a losing
team.
They
were terrible.
And this is what Caitlin Clark brings. She brings eyes on. We don't know how great she's going to be. We don't know. It's an adjustment. She's playing with better players. That's the experiment we're all going to watch. But she brings eyes on. That's a big deal.
Yeah, I'm going big deal. I pretty much echo everything that Kornheiser is saying there. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, here's Brian Windhorst. This was on First Take. Here's Brian Windhorst on something we talked about earlier in the show today, Klay Thompson's future with the Warriors.
Is it over?
No, they're going to probably give a really good chance to re-sign Klay Thompson. He's got to take a big pay cut. You take a big pay cut anywhere. He had a good season, not relative to himself 6 years ago. Relative to the NBA, he averaged 18 points. He played 77 games, shot 39% from three, led the league in field goal or free throw percentage. He isn't the player that he was a few years ago. Now, the one thing that's going to be most important for this team, because I do think they're going to bring play back, is what they do with Chris Paul and his contract. He's got a $31 million non-guaranteed contract. If they wanted, they could pick up that deal and trade it and potentially get a player or two back. But Joe Lacob, their owner, is on the record as saying he wants to get out of the luxury tax, which he could do by simply cutting Chris Paul, getting Klay Thompson to take a $20 million pay cut, which would be appropriate. He makes $43 million. They could bring him down to the low 20s. They get out of the tax. So all of those things still point to the core of this team remaining there.
Yeah, I'm going big deal. I think that the Warriors are going to act based on emotion. I think they're also going to act based on what Steph Curry wants. I would be surprised if Klay Thompson is not back with the Warriors. And that right there is another addition. A big deal or not a big deal? Stop by Caneswear, where you can get all the big deals. 2655 South University Drive, just south of 595 on the west side of University. Or take advantage of their 14-year anniversary sale. Get yourself 14% off on all the big deals at caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop. Yes, excellent job. Today's show, of course, also brought to us by Bet Online. Appreciate all you guys hanging out with us today. Thanks everybody behind the scenes who did such a great job putting today's show together. I always appreciate all your hard work. Heat tonight. I think it's going to be a great game. I do. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I like the Heat in a tight spot. I like the Heat on the road. I think we got the guys to close out tight games. Very, very big moment for Jimmy Butler tonight. Come on, let's go. Talk to you tomorrow on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. You know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.